Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Trillville, yes, and you already know you tune in to 92.9 The Game with who?
Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back, man.
Final hour of the midday show. Abe Gordon, Randy McMichael here. Andrew Bunker. Andrew, I called him Andrew. That's weird. Andy Bunker out today and tomorrow. He'll be back on Monday for all the Georgia reaction and Falcons reaction and all that good stuff. This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Randy, Braves season is wrapping up. Atlanta United, it's a month still, but they've only got four games left. But we are ramping up towards Hawks season, believe it or not. And I know they got Media Day coming next week and all that good stuff. And as you see with MLB ahead of their season, as you see with NFL ahead of their season, top 100 player lists starting to come out here. The Hawks have a bunch of players right now. It's not going to be anyone higher than Trae Young. He came in at 29th overall.
Yeah, me and Andy, we talked about it. We didn't mention it on the air, but I saw that the list had came out. All right. It's good that they got some top 100 players.
Six guys. That's for them.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
The one that surprised me was
Okongwu.
Yeah, 79.
Yeah, I didn't see it. When I looked at the list this morning, yeah, I was like,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, I didn't see that. But good for him, man. Good for him that people think of him that way.
And the goal is to have some of these guys climb into
to contribute to
well, I mean, just it'd be nice if they're higher. If Trae Young gets into the top 20, if Jalen gets into the top 35 or so.
All I want Jalen is to stay healthy.
That too.
That's it. Just stay healthy. He stays healthy, it's going to be fine. I know because their media day is Monday, right? Am
I
not,
I think so. Monday or Tuesday.
Okay, making sure.
I'm not on those emails.
I'm not either.
Oh, okay. I don't want to be on this.
I don't know what emails I'm on. I need to check mine more. Could be missing out on some good stuff. Like, yeah, because everybody.
Do you think you are?
I don't know. Everybody gets my wife and my kids. They get on me because like. The sweet box, the box suite that we have at the arena and at the Mercedes Benz, and so they always get at me like, why don't you ask for? I say, y'all know I don't ask for nothing. But there's like, it's one of the things where you got to ask in like 40 months in advance. Now the concerts that Bunknum get to go to is a different from where the concerts my kids want to go to. I'm like, they're not gonna give me tickets to that.
Sometimes there are concerts, and I don't go to a ton of concerts, right. or whatever the event is that I might want to go to. I feel bad asking specifically for a suite.
I don't ask somebody for nothing because I don't want you to ask me for nothing. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think that's how it works.
Yeah,
I don't think the person who handles our ticket account is be like, well, Randy asked me for tickets, so now I can ask him for.
I don't even know who to ask. Do you?
I have to look it up. I forget offhand.
Yeah, do you know who to ask for tickets? Who do you ask? You just say to my ear, don't say it to nobody. Who do you ask? I don't know. Yeah, do I know her? I should know her, right?
Well, she's the one with the tickets, so yeah, you should.
I never asked for tickets, though. That's what I'm saying.
I've only asked one time. It was for UFC tickets.
Okay. So if I ask her, then she'll get the tickets for me.
If they're available. You might not get the response. You're like, we'll wait till closer to the event and see what's available. You might get
the. You'll be way up higher on the party list.
Randy, you might get the, we'll make sure we have these set aside for you. I get the, we'll have to wait till the event to see who else requests.
Oh, okay.
But it was like, for me, I asked for the UFC. I was like, there's no way that many people are asking for UFC tickets.
I think people UFC.
Usually UFC and WWE tickets are pretty easy to get.
Yeah, I was pretty confident.
The concerts?
Difficult for us. It will not be difficult for you, I would imagine.
Okay.
But it also depends, like, what concert. Like, obviously, some concerts, like, I have no shot
at. Yeah, I mean, I don't be knowing it. But they ask me all the time, Daddy, can you get these tickets? I'm like, I don't know how to get no tickets.
Like, I would have loved to have seen Olivia Rodrigo when she came through. And I kind of chickened out and didn't ask for tickets.
Bo,
what's the matter?
Bo, just go to the damn.
No, Bo. Don't play.
I bet
you could have gotten Olivia Rodrigo tickets.
I'm sure I could have. Okay, I chickened out.
Who
about
the hell
asking.
Is Olivia Rodrigo?
She's an American pop star.
Sing a song, Abe.
Like Vampire?
Sing for me.
I am not singing
a
song.
Sing a song for me, Abe. Sing some licks for me.
She had.
Sing some damn lyrics, Abe.
Guts and Sour. And I'm a big Olivia Rodrigo fan. What's the problem?
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with Olivia Rodrigo. Never heard of her till you just said it. But, I mean, sing some songs. Sing a song by
her. I'm definitely not going to sing any of her songs.
Sing a damn song that you wanted to go to the damn Olivia Rodrigo concert.
Why can't I want to go to that concert?
I never said you couldn't. Again,
there's a lot of concerts I'd want to go to if they rolled through
here.
You
know, my biggest thing is, in as much as, you know, you my man, we've been together how many years, that you still surprise me. That you still will say something surprising, like Olivia Rodrigo.
Well, she's like fresh off Mickey Mouse Club or something like that, isn't she?
I mean, a couple of years. That was a while ago.
Like, how long, Abe?
I don't know.
I don't even think she's 20 yet.
How long,
No, she's like 24.
How long,
Abe? Yeah. I don't know. I didn't know about her until I didn't know about the Disney. I don't know if it was Disney or Nick. I have no idea. I didn't find out about till her first album.
So Mickey Mouse Club.
No.
Mickey Mouse Club, though? Oh, okay. Well, I mean, Justin Bieber.
I don't think she was on that.
There are a lot of famous, like
Britney Spears was on that. Yeah. Now, Britney Spears is the same age as Abe.
Mickey Mouse Club's not. I don't think that's a thing anymore. Yeah, I think it's now like a.
It's the same thing.
Like shows,
it's
right? Ariana Grande because she came from a Disney show.
Like Abe, okay, you can. I'm not. I'm just again. I'm getting dialed in with you, man. Just getting dialed in with you, Olivia Rodrigo.
You know, you've never heard the song "Driver's License."
Of course, I never heard no damn "Driver's License," Abe.
I tried looking in our system where there's 11,000 songs.
We haven't added music to that system in 12 years.
Oh, right. It's got stuff in here.
Yeah.
Look, I'm looking right here.
She's got like 10 number one hits. What do we do? What's the discussion we're having here?
Mexico by right. Post Malone is
she's
in here.
She's playing
that's relatively
State
new.
Farm Arena. Why are we pretending she's
got to be big? Okay, what's her name again?
Olivia Rodrigo. Dua Lipa was just here. I was like, man, I kind of wouldn't mind going to see Dua Lipa.
Rodrigo?
Yeah, Olivia Rodrigo.
Okay, I'm just texting my 18-year-old daughter. Baby, you ever heard of Olivia Rodrigo?
Of course she would have heard
of
that.
I'm just going to say how good is she. If my daughter,
she'll respond with 3 emojis, all fire flames.
Okay.
We'll see. My Olivia would respond that way.
Yeah as she should.
There you go.
All right.
I got no problem.
Yeah, the kids know who she is.
Yeah, I got no problem.
I don't know
with
if Kai will, though. Kai will know who she is.
Kai.
How many fire flames?
Lover.
That's right, baby. Yeah.
Okay.
She's got a great voice.
She does. She can sing.
And a songwriter, I'm pretty sure she writes a lot of her own stuff. Really good stuff.
I'm pretty sure she's outstanding young artist.
Artist. Let's go ahead and get into a little
love
bit of Falcons. Whatever's yeah, baby. Most important story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics non-surgical treatments for joint pain.
You're gonna play to Michael Strax, and Michael did play in the pistol.
And you know the Plaxton thing. You're 100% right. You know, like you want to get more Plaxtons off,
right?
You know, and you do get more Plaxtons off when you're able to run the football. The game the other day, that was a mess, right? That is not the way anybody wants to play football, and that's not where we want to go.
Oh man, okay. Yeah, I mean, okay. First of all,
where do we want to start?
They were talking. Special teams coordinator
Marquise Williams
said that both kickers have had strong weeks, Abe. So whatever that's worth, you know what?
Yeah,
play action pass does not work when you can't run the football. Everybody knows that. The pistol is with the pistol. The reason my only issue with the pistol is when you run it all the damn time. Figure out some different things. I do understand the basis of it and what it does as far as the offense and giving the defense the look and all those different things.
It's the wrong conversation, Randy.
It is.
Can we bring
it
this
is.
Up?
It is.
The pistol conversation got completely out of hand.
It did.
I know you guys talked to Mark Schlereth about it. I know the morning show obviously talked to Dave Archer about it. I know Dan Orlovsky posted his video about it, and Turtle last night was reacting on the basis of that. The pistol is not the issue, all right? In week three, the pistol was not the issue. The play of your quarterback was the issue.
Yes.
The pistol is not the reason Michael Penix did not set his foot, threw from weird arm angles, and was inaccurate.
Yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Quarterback has to be better to make the play calling look better.
And that's why I said, I put this on everybody. I know everybody wants to fire Zach Robinson. He hasn't been great, but he hasn't been the sole problem. If Michael hits, I said this yesterday, there are six throws this season. If Michael hits, and a couple of those aren't even his fault. If his receiver catches it.
Right.
They're 2-1 right now.
Bucks game, you had two.
Maybe 3-0 if – he does it. The players do their job
better. I don't know about Sunday.
I'm just saying, like, that, but the thing, this is how I view Sunday. Just view it when the mistakes were made and what happened.
If you don't make one mistake, they don't have seven.
About other stuff, Abe. I'm talking about if you look throughout the game, the misses that Michael had that should have been completion would have kept the chains moving if the players would have executed. All right? That's just my thought process on it. So I'm blaming the whole offense. All right? You replace the receiving coach because, again, I said it on Monday. After the firing, they are the most underachieving group on the team. All right, they are the most underachieving room on the team, the wide receiver room. Period. I understand all the stuff that possibly is the reason because of that, but they are. They play better. Michael plays better. They're going to win games. Damn the pistol. Damn the shotgun. Damn the play action. If Michael Penix plays better and these receivers get to where they're supposed to be with a sense of urgency, this team will win and this offense will work. As long as they're not doing that. Any offense, play action, under center,
right.
In the shotgun, damn near in punt formation, it ain't going to work. So we got to stop blaming Zach Robinson for everything. Put it on everybody because the quarterback's not playing well. The receivers aren't playing well. The offensive line's not the problem. I don't care. They're not the problem. It's the quarterback and it's the damn receivers. And it's some play calling. Don't get me wrong. Because for Bijan to have 13 carries and Tyler Allgeier to have one is freaking criminal.
And then we talk about running Zara Identity. And then, anyways. Yeah. Look, there's a flip side and a vice versa to all of this. And this is where I agree with you. I think bad play calling can be either saved by good quarterback play or, on the other side, good play calling could be ruined by bad quarterback play. I think a good quarterback can be ruined by bad play calling. I think it all kind of rolls into the same thing. Do you want some better plays? Sure.
Yes.
If the quarterback and the receivers and the line and the running backs and everyone involved, if they're not being executed properly, it could be the best play call in the history of the NFL, and it won't matter. And so I think we just got to keep that in mind because as frustrating as it was Sunday and as frustrated as I have been personally with Zach Robinson, it's impossible to sit here and blame Zach Robinson what Michael Penix was doing in out there with his accuracy and his footwork.
They got to all figure this whole thing out, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.